This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Debbie Elliott. It may very well be the mother of all adventures. It's certainly likely to be one of the grimiest and most cramped. Later this month, about 200 teams of two will squeeze themselves into tiny cars in London and head off to, of all places, the capital of Mongolia, Ulaanbaatar. It's the Mongol Rally, now in its third year, an 8,000-mile race across one quarter of the Earth's surface in cars that have been known to roll over, float away, and even split in half. Along the way, if they follow the advice of the race's organizers, they'll cheat, sneak, bribe, connive, and generally outwit the world. Audrey Ruffet and Paul Hansen make up Team New Yorkistan, one of five U.S. teams in this year's race, and they join us from NPR's New York Bureau. What are you thinking? Why in the world would you want to do this?
It's the opportunity to serve as a goodwill ambassador from New York to the world. I could not pass that opportunity up.
And to get to see so much of the world, unpaved roads, yaks, there's a lot to see.
You think you'll really still be a good ambassador after going through all of that?
He'll be a smelly ambassador.
But we will still have the goodwill with us, and that's what matters.
There's actually a charity requirement for the rally that every team raise £1,000. So that's just under 2,000 U.S.
We're proud to report that we've absolutely blown away the charity requirement. We've raised close to $4,000.
Something like that.
Now, tell me a little bit about yourselves. Are you all seasoned world travelers?
I'm not the climbing Kilimanjaro type, but I am the type who can economize and get by with, do a lot with a little.
Audrey?
Well, I spend most of my time in New York these days. I'm a litigator. But before doing that, I did work for the United Nations in the former Yugoslavia, and I've traveled through Australia, New Zealand, and Eastern Europe.
Now, I've read where this can get pretty tricky. Not only do you have sort of the terrain that you have to battle, but people have actually been held up at knife point. Are you afraid of anything on this trip?
Of course we are. Those are the perils of international travel on a good day. If we only get held up by knife point, I would say we're lucky.
Actually, my biggest fear, I don't know about you, Paul, but is our car breaking down in the middle of the Kazakh desert without the means to reach a mechanic to get out.
Tell me about your car.
Well, our car is known as a Lada. It is a Russian
Fiat.
Yes.
It was a joint Fiat-Soviet government endeavor.
It's small, but it packs a lot of power. This is probably the best car you'd want to take for this kind of adventure if you're restricted to the size range that we are.
What do you pack? What are you taking with you?
Spare parts, tent.
We're making a list of the essentials. Anything else we're hoping to pick up along the way.
Including but not limited to the dinner jacket that Paul needs and the evening gown that I need for the black tie event when we reach Ulaanbaatar.
I think you can get some good deals on off-the-rack stuff in Almaty, Kazakhstan.
Now, what about weaponry?
I don't think
that's not going to be in our car.
The consensus seems to be that any trouble you run into, you should first try and address with a really big smile and some American cigarettes.
Yes.
And see if that doesn't take care of the problem.
What about your language skills here?
I learned some Russian in college, trying to remember all the really important things. Like, I'm on a race from London to Mongolia, or where can I buy beer?
Will you all call us from the road when something
you
exciting
bet.
Happens?
Absolutely.
Audrey Ruffet and Paul Hansen of Team New Yorkistan, they leave soon on the Mongol Rally. Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you,
Thank
Debbie.
Thank you, Debbie.